Couple ways to kind of organize the literature review. You know, sometimes people will put information in the literature review in the most important to the least important information, right? We'll start with those big heavy documents and kind of break it down from there. Sometimes they're going to go more towards like the summary and synthesis where they're going to reorganize or shuffle some of that information to make sense, perhaps giving some background information first. That can be very important. But I think, you know, the best way probably is to organize by trends or topics or themes, if you will. I always like to think of things kind of in themes. What type of themes relate to your work? So you could draw, you know, write a word or two words in the middle of a page, draw a circle around it, and then just start drawing spokes off that. What type of themes are you seeing materialize out of all this information that you've either downloaded or checked out from the library? I've also seen people take the stance in literature reviews of organizing it by publications, depending on your topic, depending on your field. They may go through several important journals in the field and discuss what was written about that, about your topic in general. I also think organizing it sometimes by history is important. You know, what is the background of this particular discussion? How has the discussion evolved over time? And that's really a choice that you have to make, right? This is where you get to be the author of your document in a very large way. Your chair can help you kind of organize things in some ways, but you need to have a good understanding of your topic, a good enough understanding that you're, you know, really willing and focused on organizing it in one set pattern. And I would say, once you pick that pattern, that you stick with it. Don't jump back and forth from, you know, organizing it by themes to then simply going to history and then down to publications. Like, stick to an organizational pattern so that your audience can follow that. Because there's nothing more frustrating for a reader than to get kind of lost in how it is you're discussing this topic. You're going from one thing to the next. We do that when we speak, right? We often go from point A to point C to Z, back to B, and it's acceptable in speech because we often use speech patterns, different inflections in our voice, different physical cues to help the reader get back on track. But in writing, that document stands on its own, and there's nothing that will submarine your credibility more than if it's disorganized. So the literature review is an important piece of the project. Obviously, it's not the only thing, but organization is still very important as you go through that literature review.